This is Dr. Olivero dictating on July the 29th, 2024, on a patient by the name of Christine Howie. The last name is H-O-W-I-E, first name Christine. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 47-year-old, a white female that has a background of fibromyalgia and multiple sclerosis that is followed by a neurologist in Tampa, Florida, period. The patient was admitted to the hospital on June the 25th of 2024 with abdominal cramping and hypokalemia. And apparently, the patient was given antibiotics and eventually she was released from Advent Health Hospital in Sebring, S-E-B-R-I-N-G. And she continues with the pain and was admitted on July the 4th of 2024 to Winter Haven Hospital, where she was receiving antibiotics, developed acute kidney injury. The acute kidney injury required renal replacement therapy. She had a kidney biopsy that was consistent with a contrast-induced nephropathy. The patient was released to the dialysis center. I had the opportunity to see her at the dialysis center and order new laboratory workup in view of the profuse and significant amount of urinary output that the patient was claiming at that time. Period. The laboratory workup was consistent with recovering of the kidney function at the time. The blood results were back. The serum creatinine that was initially from 7 to 8 milligrams per deciliter came down to 1.8 and has been coming down ever since then, down to a baseline of 1.35. Unfortunately, I don't have a protein creatinine ratio or a microalbumin creatinine ratio, period. The hemodialysis was discontinued. The patient still has the catheter in the right infraclavicular area that has to be removed. Period. This catheter has been flushed and the dressing has been changed. And today we are going to refer the case to interventional radiology and Advent Health Sebring to be under the care of Dr. Benny, B like in boy, E-N-N-I-E, to remove this perm cast. The patient is weak, continues to be anemic. She is not taking iron. We are going to start the patient on no iron, one tablet of 150 milligrams on daily basis. And if it is possible, it will be ideal for this patient to go on iron two times a day. Period. The kidney function has recovered. Appointment for to see us for this purpose in a couple of months. Number two, iron deficiency anemia. Number three, the patient has a history of a pelvic abscess that has to be followed by the primary care. Following number, a history of multiple sclerosis and that is followed by the neurologist in Tampa, fibromyalgia, we are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months. The patient is going to fly Maine, the state of Maine, and she's going to be there for a couple of weeks, and then she will be back. Changes of the dressing were advocated. A paragraph. I invested 15 minutes reviewing all the hospitalization and the imaging as well as the lab in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 12 minutes.